Anyway, gorgeous. I managed to sneak away from work early. Oh, why are you in bed? You're feeling all right. You look a little flushed. I assure you, you're right. Ah, you just wanted to relax and read a little. All right. So, what are you reading? What do you mean you'd rather not say? Babe, you've gone bright red. Come on, show me. Ah, Lady Chatterley's Lover. It's a bit of a naughty one, that, isn't it? But why did you try to hide it from me? You were embarrassed. What about? Look, I know how much you enjoy reading romantic and somewhat naughty literature, and I know it turns you on. Let's face it, anything that turns you on has got to be a good thing in my book. Yeah, even if it is a little cheesy. Although this is more of a classic. Let me see. He laid his hand on her shoulder, and softly, gently, it began to travel down the curve of her back, blindly, with a blind, stroking motion, to the curve of her crouching loins. And there his hand softly, softly stroked the curve of her flank, in the blind, instinctive caress. You are. Keep reading. Okay. And closing his hand softly on her upper arm, he drew her up and led her slowly to the hut, not letting go of her until she was inside. Then he cleared aside the chair and table, and he took a brown soldier's blanket from the tool chest, spreading it slowly. Then he cleared aside the chair and table, and took a brown soldier's blanket from the tool chest, spreading it slowly. She glanced at his face as he stood motionless. His face was pale and without expression, like that of a man submitting to fate. "You lie there," he said softly, and he shut the door, so that it was dark, quite dark. "Darling, are you playing with yourself as I'm reading this? Let me check under the covers." "Ah, so that's why you were embarrassed. Honestly, I love the fact that you find the written word so erotic and stimulating. It's what drives that wonderfully filthy imagination of yours, and I know I've benefited from it many times. Now, I'm sorry if my finishing work early has disrupted your fun. If you like, I can leave you to it. You'd rather I stay and read to you whilst making love to you?" "Sure thing, gorgeous. How about I close the curtains and make our hut quite dark?" "Aye, I can light some candles as well, where it matches." "Okay. Now, let's get out of these clothes." "Ah, I see you already have. God, I love the sight of your beautiful naked body. Okay, how about you lie on your side holding the book, and I'll cuddle up behind you, and maybe I'll read it to you whilst we make love. Hello. I love the smell of your hair, and the softness of your skin. Right, just hold the book up a little more. That's it. Here we go." With a queer obedience, she lay down on the blanket. Then she felt the soft, groping, helplessly desirous hand touching her body, feeling for her face. The hand stroked her face softly, softly, with infinite soothing and assurance, and at last there was the soft touch of a kiss on her cheek. Just like this. She lay quite still, in a sort of sleep, in a sort of dream. Then she quivered, as she felt his hand groping softly, yet with queer thwarted clumsiness among her clothing. Fortunately, we don't have that problem. Yet the hand knew, too, how to unclothe her where it wanted. He drew down the thin silk sheath, slowly, carefully, right down and over her feet. Then, with a quiver of exquisite pleasure, he touched the warm, soft body, and touched her navel for a moment in a kiss. And then he had to come into her at once, to enter the peace on earth of her soft, quiescent body. It was the moment of pure peace for him, the entry into the body of a woman. Yeah, I can rub your clit. Like this. She lay still, in a kind of sleep. Always in a kind of sleep. The activity, the orgasm was his. All his she could strive for herself, no more. Even the tightness of his arm around her, even the intense movement of his body, and the springing of his seed in her, was kind of sleep, from which she did not begin to rouse till he had finished and lay softly panting against her breast. Oh, mate, you're really enjoying this. I love how fucking wet you are already. And at last, she could bear the burden of herself no more. She was to be had for the taking. To be had for the taking. Just as you were mine for the taking. No, tell me. Do you want me inside you? I was hoping you would. Alright, just move your leg up slightly. Yeah, like that. Oh, God. Oh, it feels amazing to be cuddled up like this. And inside you. Right, where was I? Right. The man lay in a mysterious stillness. What was he feeling? What was he thinking? She did not know. He was a strange man to her. She did not know him. She must only wait, for she did not dare to break his mysterious stillness. He lay there with his arms around her, his body on hers, his wet body touching hers, so close, and completely unknown, yet not unpeaceful. She knew that when at last he roused and drew away from her, it was like an abandonment. He drew her dress in the darkness down over her knees and stood for a few moments, apparently adjusting his own clothing. Then he quietly opened the door and went out. Let's skip forward a bit. Oh, God, that feels good. Oh, here we go. Then he sat down a moment on the stool and drew her to him, holding her close with one arm, feeling for her body with his free hand. She heard the catch of his intake and breath as he found her. Under her frail petticoat, she was naked. "Oh, what it is to touch thee," he said, as his finger caressed the delicate, warm, secret skin of her waist and hips. He put his face down and rubbed his cheek against her belly and against her thighs again and again. And again she wondered a little over the sort of rapture it was to him. She did not understand the beauty he found in her through the touch upon her living secret body. Almost the ecstasy of her beauty. For passion alone It is awake to it. She felt the glide of his cheek on her thighs and belly and buttocks and the close brushing of his moustache as his soft, thick hair and her knees began to quiver. Far down in her, she felt a new stirring, a new nakedness emerging. And she was half afraid, half she wished she would not caress her so. Half she wished he would not caress her so. He was encompassing her somehow, yet she was waiting, waiting. And when he came into her, with an intensification of relief and consummation that was pure peace to him, still she was waiting. She felt herself a little left out. And she knew partly it was her own fault. She willed herself into this separateness. Now, perhaps she was condemned to it. She lay still, feeling his motion within her. His deep sunk intentness, the sudden quiver of him at the springing of his seed, and then the slow subsiding thrust. You want to come to this next bit? Okay. Maybe if I rub your clit, well, fucking you. Like that. He suddenly drew her to him and whipped his hand under her dress again, feeling her warm body with his wet, chill hand as he made her lie properly. Yet he broke the bond of her underclothes, for she did not help him, only lay inert. God. God, babe, I'm so fucking close. I love your moans as you grind into me like that. He too had bared the front part of his body, and she felt his naked flesh against her as he came into her. Come on, baby. That's it. For a moment, he was still inside her, turgid there and quivering. Fuck. Then, as he began to move, in the sudden, helpless orgasm, there awoke in her new strange thrills rippling inside her. Rippling. 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 Like a flapping overlapping of soft flames. Soft as feathers. Running to the point of brilliantness. Exquisite. Exquisite. And melting her all molten inside. It was like bells ripping up and up to a culmination. Just like you are now. She lay unconscious of the wild little cries she uttered at the last. She clung to him unconscious, in passion, and never quite slipped from her. She clung to him unconscious, in passion, and he never quite slipped from her. And she felt the soft bud of him within her stirring, and strange rhythms flushing up into her with strange rhythmic growing motion, swelling and swelling till it filled her. Swelling and swelling till it filled all her cleaving consciousness, and then began again the unspeakable emotion. That was not really emotion, but pure deepening whirlpools of sensation, swirling deeper and deeper through all her tissue and consciousness, till she was one perfect concentric fluid feeling, and she lay there crying in unconscious, inarticulate cries. Like yours. Oh, fuck, I love that sound. The voice out of the uttermost night. The life. The man heard it beneath him with a kind of awe, as his life sprang out into her. Oh, fuck. We're gonna come. Amazing. Fuck, I enjoyed that. And as it subsided, he subsided too, and lay utterly still, unknowing, while her grip on him slowly relaxed, and she lay inert, and they lay and knew nothing. Not even of each other. Both lost. Well, gorgeous, I can see why you enjoy this book. That was fucking incredible. Just lying here together, pleasuring you. Reading to you. And fucking you. I'm actually really glad you felt comfortable enough to let me share something so intimate. So important to you. Maybe I'll have to sneak away from work early more often. Sure, we can try some of your other books. Oh, maybe not that one. I might make a passable groundsman, but I'm not sure I'd be as convincing as a sadistic billionaire. I'll go put a brew on, shall I?